All Christmas traditions, if detached from their festive context, are weird. Draping tinsel over pine trees, sending cards to people we otherwise never speak to, wearing stupid hats removed from paper hand grenades, eating mince pies, which absolutely nobody likes. These all just seem like normal behaviours because we've been doing them so long. Accordingly, we must allow for the possibility that, centuries hence, nobody will question why we are commemorating the birth of the Son of God by building an enormous goat out of straw and then setting fire to it. Should such a ritual become established, we would be indebted to Gävle, a medium-sized port on the Bothnian coast of Sweden. At the beginning of Advent in 1966, possibly because those long winter evenings don't fill themselves, the locals determined to celebrate the impending Noel by erecting, in Gävle's main square, an immense representation of the traditional Swedish Yule goat, 13 metres tall, weighing 3 tonnes, constructed from straw. Ironically, given what was to follow, the first one was built by Gävle's firefighters. On December 31st, 1966, someone burned it down. This initially seemed a regrettable aberration. The 1967 and 1968 Gävle goats passed the festive season unmolested. But the 1969 goat was burned down again on December 31st, at which point it seems to have been understood that open season had been declared. No Gävle goat would survive again until 1981. Most of those which perished in the interim were burned, although 1973's was stolen, an enterprise as impressive in its logistics as its futility, 1976's was knocked down with a car, a Volvo, fittingly, and 1978's was kicked to pieces. This last is an especially intriguing chapter in Gävle goat mythology, it being no small ask to manually dismantle a hay ruminant the size of a 3-story building. One imagines a posse of desperate arsonists suddenly realizing that the one who was supposed to bring a lighter has forgotten. Sven, you had one job! The Gävle goat became famous, and therefore vulnerable. In 1979, it was burned down before it was completely built. A replacement met the same fate. Efforts were made to protect the goat. 1985's was surrounded by a 2-metre-high metal fence and guarded by the 14th Infantry Regiment of the Swedish Army. It was burned down anyway. Nor did advances in fireproofing treatments help much. Most goats continued to be consumed by blazes. In the late 1980s, British bookmakers started offering odds on its survival. The online age inevitably has taken to the Gävle goat like fire to straw. The goat has Twitter and Instagram feeds and a webcam. Some more recent attacks have therefore been characterized by the performative attention seeking that defines our era, but it is the paradox of tradition that it endures by adapting subtly to the times. In 2005, ne'er-do-wells dressed as Santa Claus and a gingerbread man assailed the goat with flaming arrows. In 2010, it was the target of a sadly unconsummated plot to kidnap it with a helicopter. All of which has been a boon for Gävle, a conurbation which might otherwise have struggled for purchase on the global imagination. It is, in this way, an equivalent of those remote European villages clearly populated by enterprising folk, which the Virgin Mary has historically preferred to visit, and which now have their own international airports. Gävle's website offers an array of Caprine merchandise, including goat-themed tea towels, beanies, and earrings. The associated tourist trade is such that local hotels and restaurateurs worry that an early burning will dent their takings. As we go to air, 2018's goat still stands, but form is no guide to its fate. Last year's survived, but 2016's was burned down the day it was inaugurated. High school students hastily assembled a smaller replica, which someone ran over. For Monocle 24, I'm Andrew Muller.